teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 21, The Mayavadi Philosophers Are Converted, part 3. And after thus explaining his position, the chief student of Prakashananda Saraswati then began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And when Prakashananda Saraswati saw this, he also admitted the fault of Shankara Acharya. Yes, it is because Shankara Acharya wanted to establish the doctrine of monism, Shankaracharya had no alternative but to interpret the Vedanta Sutra in a different way. For once one accepts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the doctrine of monism cannot be established. Therefore, by mundane scholarship, Shankara Acharya has tried to obscure the actual meaning of the Vedanta Sutra. And not only has Shankara Acharya done this, but all authors who attempt to give their own views of necessity thus misinterpret Vedanta Sutra. And so, Lord Chaitanya gave the direct meaning of Vedanta Sutra, and no Vedic scripture should be used for indirect speculation. In addition to Shankara Acharya, other materialistic philosophers like Kapila, Gautama, Ashtavakra, and Patanjali have put forward philosophical speculation in various ways. Indeed, the philosopher Jaimini and his followers, who are more or less logicians, have abandoned the real meaning of the Vedas, which is devotional service, and have tried to establish the absolute truth as subject to the material world. It is their opinion that if there is a God, he will be pleased with man and give man all desired results if man simply performs material activities nicely. Similarly, the atheist Kapila tried to establish that there is no God who has created this material world. This atheist Kapila has even tried to establish that a combination of material elements has caused the creation. Similarly, Gautama and Kanada have given stress to this theory that the creation has resulted from a fortunate combination of material elements, and they have also tried to establish that atomic energy is the origin of creation. Similarly, impersonalists and monists like Ashtavakra have tried to establish the impersonal effulgence or Brahma Jyoti as the supreme. And Patanjali, one of the greatest authorities on the yoga system, has tried to conceive an imaginary form of the Supreme Lord. In summary, it should be understood that all these materialistic philosophers have tried to avoid the Supreme Personality of Godhead by putting forward their own mentally concocted philosophies. However, Vyasadeva, the great sage and incarnation of Godhead, has thoroughly studied all these philosophical speculations and in answer has compiled the Vedanta Sutra, which establishes the relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the importance of devotional service in ultimately achieving love of Godhead. The verse which appears in the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra is explained in Vyasadeva's Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadi Asya Yataha. Vyasadeva establishes in Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning that the supreme source of everything is a cognizant transcendental person. The impersonalist tries to explain that the impersonal effulgence of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is beyond these material modes of nature. But at the same time, the impersonalist tries to establish that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is contaminated by the modes of material nature. Thus, the Vedanta Sutra asserts that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not only transcendental to the material modes of nature, but that the Supreme Personality of Godhead also has innumerable transcendental qualities and innumerable energies. All these various speculative philosophers are one in denying the existence of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and they are very much enthused to propagate their own theories and thus be recognized by the people in general. And unfortunate people thus become enamored of these atheistic philosophers, and consequently they can never understand the real nature of the absolute truth. So, it is far better to follow in the footsteps of great souls who are known as Mahajanas. And according to Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 such Mahajans or great souls, such as Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Vaivaspata Manu, Kapila Dev, son of Devahuti, the four Kumaras, Prahlad, Bhishma, Janaka Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, and Yamaraj. According to the Mahabharata, Tarako Pratishta Shrutayo Vivinna Nasab Rishir Yasya Matang Nabhinnam Dharmasya Tatvang Nihitang Guhayam Mahajano Yenakata Sapanta. There is no point in arguing about the absolute truth, because there are so many different Vedic scriptures and so many different philosophical understandings that no one philosopher can agree with another. And since everyone is trying to present his or her own point of view and reject all the others, well, it is very difficult to understand the necessity for religious principles. Therefore, it is better to follow in the footsteps of these great Mahajanas, the great souls. Then one can achieve the desired success. Lord Chaitanya's teachings are just like nectar, and they hold whatever is needed. The best way is to take to this path and follow it. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 21, The Mayavadi Philosophers Are Converted, Part 3. Recorded August 28, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.